Good afternoon. Welcome to this afternoon's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the Divine Principle point of view. Today's episode number 121 is Stop the COVID Jabs Now. This is the most incredibly serious topic, of course. Because right now, according to the VAERS, that's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, which is somewhere between 10 and 100 times underreporting, there have been 34,478 deaths from COVID.
Shots.
So if you take that at a modest 5 times underreporting, that would be 173,000 deaths. There have been 283,890 serious adverse reactions. That means requiring hospitalization. At a very modest 5 times underreporting, or it really might be 100 times underreporting, that's 1,414,415 serious adverse reactions. How could it possibly be justified to keep giving these shots? We know there's so much corruption because this is really about money, and it's about killing people for money. Yes, that's exactly what's happening. The so-called ACIP panel that decides what shots will be recommended for children, and just recently, as you know, even for children, infants, COVID is now recommended, is completely corrupted. It's supposed to be an independent panel, but it's completely full of industry insiders. They all have quote-unquote exemptions. Yeah, some exemptions. And what about the trials? The trials for COVID vaccine. Someone was telling me, oh, the trials are very reliable. The government wouldn't allow this on the market if they weren't, you know, trials done that were so impeccable. What a pile of crock. That's not even anywhere near the truth. The trials were supposed to go for 3 years, like until April of this year. Well, they stopped them after 6 months, and then they gave all the people who were in the control group, the COVID jab. What was the reasoning behind it? It's the same thing they do with every vaccine. Oh, our vaccines are so great. We couldn't possibly not give it to them. So it wasn't really any test group. And then they wanted to hide the data for 75 years. But fortunately, due to legal action, by many groups, the data was released starting about January of last year. And one of the most shocking findings I'm going to share in this article about what happened to the pregnant women in the trial, the Pfizer trial. So originally it was reported that at that time last year, this article from August 2022, 40% of pregnant women in the Pfizer trial lost their baby. But actually later, they made the data so hard to read. I mean, they didn't even want to release it for 75 years. But later, actually, it was found out that here's what the actual statistics are. There were 270 pregnancies reported in the vaccinated women. I think there were something like 15,000 people in the trial. Well, 270 pregnancies were reported. But 238 of them, no outcome was provided. So they never even found out what happened to 238, the great majority. But of those that they did find out, of 32 pregnancies that were reported, what happened to the 32 pregnancies? There were 23 spontaneous abortions, 2 spontaneous abortions with intrauterine death. So that's a miscarriage rate of 78%. Normally, miscarriage rate is 12 to 15% in regular pregnancies. 2 premature births with neonatal death, 1 spontaneous abortion with neonatal death, 1 normal outcome, maybe 1 normal outcome. So 87.5% of those reported resulted in death of the fetus. And there's some confusion since there were twins about whether even one was actually normal or not. So somewhere between 87.5 and 100% of all the pregnant women miscarried and the babies died. And they tried to cover that up and said that was just some adverse event they were going to recover from, like a cold or something. So much for the Pfizer trials. And this is something they do repeatedly with many, many different trials, even going back to the AIDS, drugs and many other things. So this is, this in itself is a complete outrage. And then we talked about the 175,000 deaths, the 300,000 almost, 1,500,000 serious adverse reactions. Now the shots are recommended for children, even infants and children in school, and there's at basically zero risk, but they are at a high risk for myocarditis. So this is a complete and absolute outrage. Also, if you're paying attention, for instance, to Damar Hamlin, who suddenly dropped dead on the field, or virtually dropped dead, and honestly, I'm still not sure what's going on with him. You can't even trust any of the media reports today. Yeah, I know he gave an interview with somebody, but do you ever see him interacting with his family members or anybody else? And he won't say what happened to him. Did he receive a lot of money from the NFL? I wish he would just say what really happened, i.e. he had an adverse reaction to a vaccine jab. So these are bioweapon jabs. They're not vaccines in any normal sense of the word. They have synthetic mRNA spike proteins, which are supposed to stay in the injection site, which actually go all over your body, including into the ovaries. So it's no wonder people are becoming infertile and men are becoming infertile. It's a complete disaster. And this is, basically it's killing people for profit. Of course, that has been kind of the mantra of the whole forced vaccination routine. Here in West Virginia, we still have forced vaccination. If you want to go to any public or private school, you have to take 17 doses of 11 different vaccines. I'll put a link also to our fact sheet. I'm not sure if that's exact right numbers, but it's a large number of doses of our fact sheet that we made about that. So that needs to go, in the Mountaineer state. So much for freedom. Oh, you want to send your child to school? Okay, well, we're going to jam with all these vaccines. Oh, are they safe? Oh, well, no, they're not safe. Oh, what if my child has an adverse reaction or even dies? Oh, well, no, I'm sorry, we don't care. Basically, that's what they're saying. So, these shots have to be stopped immediately. Look at the numbers, look at the facts, look at the high number of myocarditis among youth. 40 times higher than it was. It used to be 1 in 2,000, and now it's 1 in 25. It's incredible. So there's way more harm than any possible benefit. And in children, is zero risk practically for death from COVID-19. So this is completely wrong. And in other countries, they're reevaluating and even stopping the shots. So we've got a completely corrupted system. So we need to completely stand up against this and stop these shots now. This is the greatest current disaster of deaths, but think what it's doing, decimating the reproductive capacity of women. Maybe that's the evil intent of the devil, to get, young girls and boys to take these shots. Do not give these shots to your children. These need to be stopped immediately. The Patrick Morrissey, the Attorney General of West Virginia, should seize all of these bioweapons. They're not vaccines. They're bioweapons, literally bioweapons that destroy your system. So I hope you'll comment on the things I've said and work together with us to strengthen families and also to stop these things that are destroying families. These destroy families by killing people, actually, and causing adverse reactions. But it's definitely a breach of all of our God-given rights that we have. And they destroy families in the long run by causing people not to be able to reproduce. People, specifically women, but also men, reducing the fertility also. So these shots need to be stopped immediately. And the people need to be held responsible, from the people who created this, including Fauci, who created the bioweapon jabs in Wuhan, which you're now admitting is the case. And then all of those who distributed these jabs everywhere, you know, and all those who are perpetuating this even now. So the whole, you know, regulatory bureaucracy and all those who are profiteering off of it right now. So that's my message for today. I also want to let you know we're having Patty Hidalgo Menders, who's a real fighter for children and families from Loudoun County, Virginia. She's going to be here live at the Peace Kingdom Center for the Strengthening Families and Communities Forum. She's going to give us on-the-ground tips of what she's been doing. I'll be presenting as well. We'll have real actionable steps. I hope you'll join us for that either here live in Harpers Ferry or online. You can sign up at visionroot.org. Registration is required. There's no charge for the forum. And I hope we'll see you there on March 18th. So I am Richard Urban. I am your host, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Do be blessed. Do be informed. And we will see you next time.